as the Lord shall be pleased to help me, I shall call your attention to a subject you will find in the book of Revelation, chapter 14 and the 12th verse. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Chapter 14, the book of Revelation, and the 12th verse. Some of you, as you contemplate this subject, from which I hope grace will be given to say something helpful to you upon it, you will have some searchings of heart about it, because it refers to saints. And maybe, as you weigh matters up as to how things really are between your soul and God, you may have many fears as to whether the word saint can be applicable to you. This book of Revelation is a wonderful book, and it tells the history of the Church of Christ from Pentecostal times on. And I wonder if you have ever considered one word in it. It looked at me, and it made a solemn impression on my mind. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. And now godly John was inspired by the Spirit of God to record this revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him. And it would be over 1900 years ago that this revelation was given. Therefore, how much nearer the time must be at hand. And in my judgment, we are beginning to go down into the depths of those times that this wonderful book of Revelation tells us should come ere time shall cease to be, and when the purposes of God will be consummated, when evil will be dethroned and truth will reign, when Jesus Christ will be God over all and blessed for evermore. It may be, as you have read the Word of God, you do read it. When you come to this book of Revelation, you may feel there is so much in it that is deep and mysterious that you cannot understand it, and you may be ready to pass it by and not consider it to be helpful to you in your private reading of the Word of God. And yet, in this book of Revelation, there is much of the gospel of the grace of God to be found, interspersed between deep and mysterious prophetical truth. Many godly men, great ministers too, some of them, have sought to unravel the mysteries recorded in these sacred pages of the Revelation, but many of them have not been able to succeed to bring forth what is the truth thereof, and time in passing has proved them to be wrong in what they considered to be the unravelling of these mysteries. There is only one thing that will make plain what some of these mysteries are, prophetical mysteries, and that is, as the time goes on and you see the fulfillment of them coming to pass before your eyes, it is not that man shall sit down and write a description of what is coming to fulfill them, but it is as time goes on, it will be unfolded. And now, looking at the setting of our subject, the heading of the page is very solemn: Harvest of the World. Harvest of the World. Does that make any of you say, Lord of harvest, grant that we, pure and wholesome grain, may be? And now, in approaching the subject, it is one specially laid on my mind to bring before you. Although it is not so very long ago, I tried to set it before you, and maybe some of you will remember it. And if you do, I want to hear no complaints about your memory being bad and that you cannot retain other things worthwhile to remember. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And now it is very striking, as I view it, that this word is interspersed between the tremendous judgments of God, which will ultimately be poured out on the earth, and already some are being poured out. And then there is this word for you and I to contemplate as grace is given. When these troubles come, which tell us of a truth, we are living in the perilous times, the word of God declares, shall come. And, dear friends, they have come. We are entering therein. And now, this is the message for you, preacher and people alike. Here, at such a time as this, here is the patience of the saints. Here is the time when you should be waiting on God, waiting for God, and be evidencing that behavior that will let all men see whose you are and whom you serve. Here, the word is very significant. And then there is this interpretation of it. Do you think I could go round our cause, knowing you as I do, being the pastor for so long? Could I go round and place my hand on your shoulder and say, here are they that keep the commandments of God. Here is one whom God designates a saint. Here is one who carries his cross and exhibits patience and endures hardness as good soldiers of Jesus Christ desire to do. Here is one that keeps the faith of Jesus, holds fast the word of God, being the word of God, and that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable, and that believes in reading the Holy Bible, God spake all these words. Let your consciences answer how you react to such questionings as these. But I want, as the Lord should help me, to open up the subject. First of all, we would just look at that word saint. Here is the patience of the saints. And now, when all is said and done, what is a saint? A saint is a sanctified sinner. In other words, a sinner set apart for God. A sinner who painfully aware that he is a sinner, yet day by day desires, as grace is given, to live unto God, live for God. Do you desire to live like that? Because that is one of the evidences of being such a character as this, a saint. And then from a theological viewpoint, as it were, the doctrine underlying this truth, how a sinner being sanctified is a saint, flows from this great truth. The sinner so sanctified and set apart is sanctified by God the Father. And that was done before that sinner was born, and before the world was born, or time was built. When God the Father ordained a number which no man can number, who should be saved with an everlasting salvation, and that, well, they are indeed sinners as they are born, the time should come with each one, every one, to be born again. And being born again, to be made manifest as a saint, and from henceforth to live their lives unto God, desiring to live to his honor, his glory. And so, that is one viewpoint. A saint is a sanctified sinner, sanctified by God the Father, who ordained that number which no man can number to life eternal. And now, a saint is a sanctified sinner, sanctified not only by God the Father, but God the Son, the dear Son of God, the eternal Son of God in his divine nature, so that everyone who is a saint, do listen, everyone who is a saint, everyone who is a sinner, sanctified and set apart for God, hears the voice of Jesus saying, from the time he is born again, as he journeys on in life's way, follow me. Follow me. Strictly speaking, dear friends, in all that Jesus Christ says to his people, in his dealings with them, as they journey on, and I just remind you again, we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. When trouble comes into your life, you have known it, so have I, and some trouble that may be very complicated, and some that may come on you suddenly and you look not for it, and maybe when it came at the first it threatened to crush you, and your heart was ready to break with sorrow, but when you weighed the matter up, and God granted you what is so good to receive, sanctifying grace, you could hear God saying, in that trouble, whatever it was, follow me. Hear ye the rod, and him who hath appointed it. Follow me. And now that is a commandment. It is not just an invitation that you can do as you like about whether you will accept it or whether you will take no notice of it. What does this tell us here? I'm not fitting any caps on, but they might fit some of you all the same. Here are they that keep the commandments of God. Follow me. And Jesus says to each believer, be baptized in my name. He himself in Jordan's river was immersed beneath the stream. Here are they that keep the commandments of God. Not just hear it declared from the pulpit. Follow me. He that taketh not up his cross and followeth after me cannot be my disciple. Oh dear friends, where do you come in? And I cannot be my disciple. Think of the emphasis on it. Jesus Christ is the speaker in the text. Cannot be my disciple. He may have been a chapel goer. He is a chapel goer. All his life. Very regular. Supports the cause. Listens. Yes. But then, what does godly James tell us? Be not hearers of the word only, but doers also. So then, a saint is one who is sanctified, set apart by God the Father, God the Son, and then he is also set apart by God the Holy Spirit. And that is, he comes into that beautiful category, and they shall be all taught of God. And remember, it is the Spirit alone which can single you out from earth's mighty millions and set you going in the way of life eternal and keep you going therein till you arrive in heaven and dwell forever with the Lord. It is the Spirit itself that beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. So you see, while you look at this word saint and you say it is so high, I cannot attain to it, yet you do attain to it. When the matter is viewed aright, you have got evidence of being a sinner born again, and you know deep down in your heart how day by day you desire grace to live right. How often you have said, Lord, hast thou made me know thy ways? Conduct me in thy fear and grant me such supplies of grace that I may persevere. This is how the Spirit works in a poor sinner born again. And while he is ever aware how sad our state by nature is, yet before God, he is regarded as a saint. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, all interested in that poor sinner's eternal welfare, and that he shall live that life ordained for him to live, set apart for God. And that is just the life that you desire to live in a right mind. This prayer and this ambition, mine, living and dying, to be thine. But it says in our subject, and you must think this over as one tries to unfold it, here is the patience of the saints. And now, first of all, go back to what I said, that there is indeed a very dark background here, and it relates especially to these perilous times which are now coming upon us, which can only get worse and worse as the days go on, until that time when Jesus Christ shall make known his great power, and these enemies of God and godliness shall be undone and overturned forever. And now, to live in such a life as you and I have got to live, in living the life of the righteous, you do need patience. But what does patience mean here? Here is the patience of the saints. And one thing in this subject as to its setting is very striking. The following verse reads like this: And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. As though the times will be so tremendous in which you will be living in, that when you see those who have lived aright and died right, all that is mortal of them well laid in the grave, you will feel happy people to be delivered from the world as it is, and these tremendous times so full of perils, the righteous perisheth, no man layeth it to heart, none considering that he is taken away from the evil to come. Eh, but you have still got to live on in these times. You dear younger people have got to grow up and go forth, and we humbly hope you will serve God in your day and generation, but you will need much grace to do it, and there will be times when you will feel your need deep down of the patience of the saints. And now, I said, what is this patience? It is not the patience that the dictionary tells you about. No, it is a spiritual patience. Some people, naturally, maybe they're only few and far between, but some people are naturally patient. And they have a nature that is forbearing. But as a rule, you find in realizing how sad our state by nature is, that you have not got this patience of the saints. You need it to be communicated. And you will only get it communicated like this: as the days go on, and as I said, and do believe what I have said, that they will grow worse and worse and be more difficult to live in following on to know the Lord. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. You shall have patience for today and all it holds in store, and tomorrow you shall have patience hour by hour as the day goes on. None in reserve, no surplus patience, no. Step by step, as you go on, the way shall open up before you. But what does it really mean? I can only give you hints, for the subject is very great. Here is the patience of the saints. And now, first of all, It means to endure. And that brings to my mind what you read in Zechariah. I will bring the third part through the fire. There are two other parts. Two parts shall be cut off and die. But the third part, I will bring the third part through the fire. The profane part, which is the world at large. The professing part, which is those who have only got a name to live in, they're dead, shall be cut off. But the third part, oh, they shall have that religion which being fire tried is made manifest as being fire proof. And they shall be made known to be saints, notwithstanding their manifold fears and faintings as to what they are before God. Here is the patience of the saints, and it means you will be called to endure much heaviness through manifold temptations. The times are indeed perilous, and they are especially perilous for those who do want to live aright before God. And it means that you will need this patience of the saints not only to endure the test and strain which the devil may put upon you to undo you in your profession of Jesus' name, but it means afflictions that God may lay on you. And it also means this, and this it may be most of all. You will need this patience of the saints to endure the opposition from the world, which you will realize more and more as the times go on. Because Satan is working overtime to do all the mischief he can. Hell itself is let loose upon the earth. And on the opposite page here is a picture which I have read to you not once or twice concerning the mighty powers arising, evil powers, in these perilous times. And they have arisen. They're on the earth already, not exactly made manifest in one special man, but the power itself emanating from hell is on the earth already, and it is reaching to earth's remotest bounds. And it was given unto him, do listen, to make war with the saints and to overcome them. It does not mean that they shall all be killed and no saints left on the earth. No, it means that the influence of the saints, which for many, many years has been made manifest, say in our own land, England as a nation, that is not so manifest now. Do any of our people in authority, say in the House of Parliament, bring up what is that which is the word of God regarding any matter? Is it regarded? The influence of the saints is very much undermined, so that they are overcome. And the laws that they would have made, God-honoring laws, they're not allowed to make them, even if they seek to bring them forward, that they shall be placed on the statute book and be the laws of our land according to the word of God. It was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. Do listen, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. And this is what this mighty power can do. He causeth all, both small and great, which means young and old, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here you see how this power works. You see it in trade unions, as they have become the menace that they are in our land, and in many more ways you see this power, so that those who desire to live godly and those who are in business and desire to carry it on right lines, they come into much complication in living their lives before God and desiring to do that which is right in his sight. And it is this influence, this mighty power, so that you will need patience, such as God alone can communicate, to endure opposition from the world. It is the spirit of monopoly, too, whereby you get what are called takeover bids and things like that, so that at the present time it seems as if little men in business will be swept off the face of the earth altogether. Eh, but they have got God for their God if they are saints. And God will give them patience, and he will help them still, notwithstanding this mighty power, evil power as it is. He will help them to live inside that scripture, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. But you see, dear friends, there are difficult times ahead. And the word of God gives you a guarantee. It shall be well with them that fear God. In every state secure, kept as Jehovah's eye, it is well with them while life endure, and well when called to die. Here is the patience of the saints. It means that you will be called on to stand fast in the faith and to endure much reproach. And there might come a time when you will see the powers that be in the land in which you live will show no favor whatever to that which savors to be of God as regards the worship of his holy majesty. There is evidence of that spirit abroad already. For some of us behind the scenes have had to learn, but the Lord has appeared too and made manifest his purpose, his will, so that the men of might have not been able to find their hands to perform what was their enterprise. But you need patience. So then it means, first of all, to endure. Then it means this, that you need to wait. And that is not easy to do. Wait the working out of God's purposes concerning you and yours. In other words, this is the patience. David will help us. Be still and know that I am God. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Not looking at this cause or that, second causes. Looking at him who is the great first cause, like Job when he said, I would seek unto God, and unto God would I commit my cause. Yes, here is the patience of the saints, that they wait on God, and they wait for God, and they shall learn, blessed are all they that wait for him. Just another thought here. This patience of the saints must consist in submission to the will of God in all his dealings with you. to live in the light of what you sing. You have sung it many a time. Sovereign ruler of the skies, ever gracious, ever wise. All my times are in thy hand, all events at thy command. And it means to live your life inside that declaration of what is indeed what saith the scriptures. The sovereignty of God, so that even if hell itself is let loose, there is still a word to help you. The wrath of man shall praise thee, the remainder of wrath shalt thou restrain. They may think to do this and that concerning you and yours, but the remainder of wrath shalt thou restrain. Thus far shalt thou go, and no further. Submission to the will of God. But let us look at this from another viewpoint. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God. Commandments of God, dear friends. And remember, the Saviour said in his day, as verily man, verily God, when he dwelt on earth a while, if ye love me, keep my commandments. And somehow there seems a feeling among people, I mean our people, that when you speak about commandments, the immediate reaction is that you are thinking of being baptized and following on to know the Lord in that way which he has laid down. That is only one commandment. This word is in the plural. Here are they that keep the commandments of God. And now that is all embracing. Here is a commandment. I can only give you one or two to think of, because the amen would soon have to come. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And now, that is a commandment. You must not think of that just as an invitation. It is what God commands you to do if you are one of these characters in our text, a sinner who desires to live his life set apart for God. Commit thy way unto the Lord. And why? First of all, it is not in man that walketh to direct his own steps. How then can a man understand his own way? How gladly you sing sometimes, guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. Here is another commandment, and oh, how you will need divine aid to keep it. Overcome evil with good. Oh, you know, what you are by nature sometimes will resent what may be evil if there is some matter arising to do with you or yours, and you ponder it in your heart and you resent it. And if the opportunity affords you, you would render evil for evil. No, no, saints must not behave like that. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. What did I tell you earlier on? One commandment that embraces all commandments of God. Follow me. Follow me. It may be you have been unjustly treated. Something has been said about you which ought not to be, and your conscience assures you it is not the truth of the matter. But then, what saith the scriptures? Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. It is for you to overcome evil with good. And what did Jesus say to his disciples? pray for your enemies. This is overcoming evil with good. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. Here are they that keep the commandments of God. Here is another commandment, and this you should be concerned about every day you live, all the time you are awake. Be not conformed to this world. What does that mean? It means you will have to look round your home as you live in it and see what you have got there that the Word of God does not really allow you to have in it. I'm not fitting any caps on. I'm just telling you what is the truth. It is a very far-reaching commandment, is this. Be not conformed to this world. It is not only how your home is furnished and what you do in it. It extends to the company you keep and following the fashions of this world. Be not conformed to this world is the commandment. And how are you to be a saint if you have a name on a church roll and live a worldly life? The thing is impossible. And the outcome of living such a life will be, tickle will be stamped upon you, your profession too, weighed in the balances and found wanting. Here are they that keep the commandments of God. And there is just one more commandment. And oh, indeed, you will need grace, superabounding grace, to keep it at any time. And now, what is this commandment? In everything, give thanks. Everything. You know, dear friend, you have given thanks, some of you, for quite a few things. But there have been some things in between which have come upon you. And they were things the flesh disliked. And you did not behave very well, it may be, while those things were being worked out in your life, under your home roof, or in your family circle. And the question did not arise in your heart or conscience about giving thanks. Hey, but then, this commandment says, in everything, give thanks. What are you going to do about it? First of all, you must try and stand alongside the publican and smite your bosom like he did and say, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Yes. And then, as grace is given, it will be good if you can do this. And I do hope the grace will be given to you to do it. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way, margin, way of pain or grief in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. And send up this lovely petition, which is one of my favorites. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Here are they that keep the commandments of God. And then, says godly John, here are they that keep the faith of Jesus. And now, I've no time to work that out, but that faith of Jesus would be objective and also subjective. What I mean is this, that you will never let go what think ye of Christ. We believe and assure thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Lord, to whom can we go? thou hast the words of eternal life. And whatever the world at large may say, and much in the so-called professing Church of Christ may say about Jesus Christ as to who he is, some suggesting he is a good man, his life a good example to copy, but they own no more about him than that. But you will keep the faith of Jesus like this: my Lord and my God. Yes. And then it means this: here are they that keep the faith of Jesus. I said it was not only objective, it is subjective. And that is, you will desire to believe in God at whatever cost it may be for you to do it, however hard the way you may be called to go along, whatever tribulations may attend you, you will still desire to plead, Lord, increase our faith, and feel, I cannot let thee go till a blessing thou bestow. And that faith, though it be as a grain of mustard seed, God will maintain it. And glad you will be to feel it maintained and to keep it. And that as the outcome of keeping it, you do what the psalmist says: wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And there is just this thought about it: ye should earnestly contend for the faith once delivered to the saints. And that is, Paul will help you to understand it, we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. For what the word of God sets forth as truth, what saith the scriptures, that we desire to hold fast and to evidence that we do in our lips and lives, however difficult the times may be and perilous. To hoard up the sacred word and feed thereon and grow. Go on to seek to know the Lord and practice what you know. Then it can be said, here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Amen.
God willing, will be prayer meeting and address on Tuesday evening. Announcing hymn number 350.
Two pilgrims, 819.
Ye pilgrims of Zion and chosen of God, whose spirits are filled with dismay, since ye have eternal redemption through blood, ye cannot but fall on your way. 350.
The communion of the Holy Spirit be upon us and all who love the truth everywhere. Amen and amen.